As we begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today, I see we're starting on a new Sunday school lesson. This was a Sunday school lesson written for December the 16th, 1923. And the title of the lesson is Worldwide Missions. But in reviewing the lesson before I came on the radio, I see what this is about. It is about the worldwide missions in the New Testament. And so get your Bibles. Turn to Acts chapter 16, 9 through 15. We'll be looking at Acts 16, 9 through 15, Acts chapter 28, 30 and 31, and Romans chapter 15, 18 through 21. And so let's have our school bell, and with the ringing of that bell, we begin the Warren County Radio Bible School. I need to remind you as we begin that this Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying old Sunday school lessons to guide us in our Bible study, and these Sunday school lessons were written many years ago by E.A. Elam. Now, if you have your Bible ready, let's begin with the lesson text for this lesson, Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 9 and through verse 15. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There was a man of Macedonia standing, beseeching him and saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And when he had seen the vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Setting sail, therefore, from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony, and we were in this city tarrying certain days. And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by a riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. We sat down, and spake unto the women that were come together, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, to give heed to the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, "If ye has judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." And she constrained us. The next reading is Acts chapter 28, verses 30 and 31. And he abode 2 whole years in his own hired dwelling, and receiving all that went in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and the teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, none forbidding him. Our next reading comes from Romans chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. For I will not dare to speak of anything save those things which Christ wrought through me, for the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about even unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, yea, making it my aim so to preach the gospel, not where Christ was already named, that I might not build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, "They shall see to whom no tidings of him came, and they who have not heard shall understand." Okay, those passages fit in with the general theme of worldwide missions, and particularly of worldwide missions in the New Testament. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And then we have a devotional reading from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 15. Let me find that here in my Bible. Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be put to shame. There is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and is rich toward all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Even as it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things. As we look at this Sunday school lesson, we're going to see that there are several geographical places that we're going to be talking about, and you would expect that, in talking about worldwide missions: Syria, Cilicia, Pisidia, Pergia, Galatia, Asia, Mysia, Bithynia, Samothracia, and Macedonia, and also the towns of Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, Troas, Neapolis, Philippi, and Rome. These are the places referred to in this lesson, and we would expect such places to, we would understand where those places were, and if you are familiar with Bible geography, then as I read those names, perhaps those old Bible maps from the back of your Bible came to mind, and you're able to scan across that page and see those places we're talking about. It's very good, if you will, to spend some time looking at those maps in the back of your Bible, noting the places that are marked on those maps, and getting a geographical reference to the things that we are looking at and the things that we are studying as we go through these lessons. In the introduction, much in this lesson has been embraced in future lessons. We're going to repeat some of these things, but we will lose nothing by this, because we need to be reminded of the things which we have heard. We're going to be talking about the beginning of the church in Thessalonica, or the beginning of the church in Philippi, with the conversion of Lydia and her household, which this lesson embraces, and the conversion of the jailer and his household. In fact, I think I'm going to go back and read that from Acts chapter 16, and I would really like to read the whole chapter. So let's begin now with Acts chapter 16 and verse 1, and you'll see the missionary message of this as we talk about worldwide missions. In Acts 16 and verse 1, we read this, And he came also to Derbe and to Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish that believed, but his father was a Greek. The same was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him. And he took and circumcised him because of the Jews that were in those parts, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. And as they went on their way through the cities, they delivered them the decrees to keep that which had been ordained of the apostles and elders that were at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and increased in number daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden of the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they were come over against Mysia, they essayed again to go into Bithynia, and of the Spirit of Jesus suffered them not. And passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there was a man of Macedonia standing, beseeching him and saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And when he had seen the vision, straightway we sought to go forth into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Setting sail therefore from Troas, we made a straight course to Samothrace, and the day following to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is a city of Macedonia, the first of the district, a Roman colony. And we were in this city tarrying certain days. And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by the riverside, where we supposed that there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come thither together. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, "If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there." And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we were going to the place of prayer, that a certain maid, having a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much gain by her soothsaying. The same following after Paul and us cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim unto you the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. And Paul, being sore troubled, turned and said to the Spirit, "I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when our masters saw the hope of their gain was gone, they laid hold on Paul and Silas, and dragged them in the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them unto the magistrates, they said, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and set forth customs which it is not lawful for us to receive or to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent their garments off them, and commanded to beat them with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, cast them into the inner prison, and made their feet fast in stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer, being roused out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, threw his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And he called for lights, and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house." And they spake the word of the Lord unto him with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And he besought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all his house, believing God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the serjeant, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported the words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore come forth and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men that are Romans, and cast us into prison. And do they now cast us out privately? Yea, but let them come themselves, and bring us out. We'll continue this Sunday school lesson in the next class.